Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon to all you fine folks out there watching on MILB TV, Bally Live, MLB TV. That's Clover Park, dark and stormy Clover Park. Not really. It's off to the north, and we hope the bad weather will stay that way. We might be dipping and dodging and ducking some rain all afternoon, but we are going to play baseball as usual here in 2024 in Port St. Lucie. It is game two of a six-game series in this Florida State League rivalry between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. First pitch is coming up at 1:10 p.m. I'm Adam McDonald. That's Jake Ricker. Thank you so much for making the Mets and Hammerheads part of your Wednesday afternoon. Again, game two of a series. And, Jake, for the Mets, they've won two in a row. It looked like on Sunday afternoon they were about to get swept in a six-game series against Palm Beach. They scored seven runs in the ninth inning to stun the Palm Beach Cardinals, get a win, and they carried that momentum through Monday's off day and got a nice 4-2 victory last night. So two straight wins here at Clover for the St. Lucie Mets.
They've been playing some great baseball. A lot of credit to the Mets team who stuck with it against Palm Beach, got the big win on the walk-off grand slam from A.J. Ewing against Palm Beach, and then really a nicely played game against Jupiter, pretty well throughout the entire game. Couple little mistakes there, but really the offense has come alive as well for the Mets there. They scored a bunch of runs in the ninth, seventh, and against Palm Beach, and then were pretty consistent throughout yesterday's game as well. That's been a big help for them in this series.
Yeah, Mets first-round pick Carson Bench hit his first professional home run yesterday. Two batters into the Mets night offensively, so that was a great start. Edgar Moretta, six innings, seven strikeouts, only two earned runs. Iovias with two scoreless innings to finish it. He was promoted to High A Brooklyn after the game, so good for him. But as Jake mentioned, the offense is starting to come around. There's a lot of new faces on this offense as five position players from the college ranks have rolled in. Plus, you have Jet Williams on rehab. A.J. Ewing, a staple of the St. Lucie Mets offense, is the FSL Player of the Week after his big week last week. And one of the guys behind it all, Mets hitting coach Alejandro Diaz, spoke with Jake before today's game. We thank Alejandro for taking time out of his busy morning to speak with Jake prior to today's game. Mets come into this game with the two-game winning streak, 19-34 in the second half, 41-78 overall. Jupiter 25-28 in the second half, 61-58 overall. Jupiter is 4.5 games behind Palm Beach, rather Daytona, for the wild card spot. Palm Beach, great first half, even better second half, going to repeat as the half champion here in the next couple of days. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers won last night, maintained its four-game division lead over Lakeland in the second half, although Lakeland has the best overall record in the second half, or overall record in the West, but not in a playoff position. Clearwater is the first half champ. Fort Myers' magic number to make the playoffs is 8. Other games around the Florida State League today, Daytona at Palm Beach at 4:30. That's a doubleheader. Lakeland at Dunedin at 4:30. That is a doubleheader. Tampa at Bradenton at 6:30 in a single game. Clearwater at Fort Myers at 7:05 in a single game. Today's starting pitching matchup features a pair of right-handed pitchers who have had up-and-down seasons. Joel Diaz, in his first year back after Tommy John surgery, has pitched better on the road than at home. Eliezer Dishmay is a two-time FSL Pitcher of the Week this year, so that will be an interesting matchup. Diaz and the Mets have taken the field here at Clover Park, which means the national anthem is upon us. Automated national anthem today. We send it down to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise for the playing of our national anthem.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and Hammerheads, who are meeting for the 23rd of their 27 scheduled games this season. They have the second game of a six-game series at Clover Park. Mets lead the current series 1-0 after their 4-2 win yesterday. Jupiter still leads the season series 15-7, but only a plus-6 run differential. Mets have a couple of blowout wins this year at the expense of the Hammerheads. Joel Diaz on the mound for the Mets, the 20-year-old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, is making his 16th appearance for St. Lucie this year. This will be his 13th start. He is 2-6 with a 5.15 ERA. And Jake Ricker will spin you around the diamond for the Mets defense.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, going from left to right, it's Jacoby Long, A.J. Ewing in center, Eli Serrano in right, and then on the infield from third to first, it's Jonathan Henriquez, Jet Williams making another rehab appearance, Marco Vargas at second, and Jaro Cuevas at first base. Your battery is Joel Diaz and Vincent Perozzo catching behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the Hammerheads, a mini shakeup. Jordan McCants moves to the leadoff spot. Jesus Hernandez continues to bat second. Carter Johnson, the second-round pick out of an Alabama high school, third. Fenwick Trimble hits cleanup. Jacob Jenkins-Cowart, who homered yesterday, bats fifth. Garrett Forrester, traded from FSL team to FSL team, Bradenton to Jupiter at the deadline, bats sixth. Victor Ortega will catch. He did not play yesterday. Eric Radichak stole three bases yesterday from the nine spot. He moves up to eighth. JT Mabry is the third baseman and number nine hitter. And with that, we're ready for baseball on an overcast and warm Wednesday afternoon in Port St. Lucie. We could be trying to dodge the rain all afternoon. They have the tarp ready to be pulled out about 30 minutes ago, but they were able to put the cover back on the tarp, and we are going to play close to on time. Home plate umpire Josh Runge signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. It is ball one. First pitch is 111. It's 87 degrees and cloudy at Clover Park this afternoon. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one, and we cross our fingers for a dry one. Ball is fouled off, and it's 1-1 on McCants, who struggled last night from the seventh spot, went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Have a couple, two less camera views for you today. Don't want to put anybody in danger or equipment in danger with the weather. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2, so we apologize for that. We'll see if the weather improves enough, the forecast improves enough, that we can safely put those cameras back out. A 1-2 pitch, and it's popped up in foul territory. And that one will get into the stands.
We'll see if Jordan McCants able to try and bounce back today. Already showed bunt earlier in this at-bat.
He pops another one foul.
Jupiter, who's in a playoff race right now, trying to stay pace with Daytona.
Yeah, Jupiter lost the first four games last week against Daytona to drop 5.5 games behind Daytona in the wild card. Won the weekend to get within 3.5, but Mets win last night. Daytona won last night down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, so back in a 4.5 game deficit for the Hammerheads. 11 to go. Pitch is high. It's 2-2. Daytona has 12 games to go. Doubleheader for the Tortugas down at Roger Dean against the Palm Beach Cardinals later this afternoon. 2-2 to McCants, and Diaz slips. It's a ground ball, and it gets by Cuevas, and it's slowly trickling away into foul ground. Serrano will round to it, and McCants will be on second base with the double. So a strange one as the Mets pitcher Diaz takes a tumble, and Cuevas can't field the hot shot. And a double to start the day for the Hammerheads.
Well, the good news is Diaz is okay. Looked like he was slipping as he threw that pitch. That's a tough one to handle for Cuevas coming off the bat very quickly. We'll see how Diaz is able to work around a little bit of traffic now after McCants gets on second.
Now Jesus Hernandez fouls one back. Hernandez yesterday 0-for-4 with the walk. Top two in the lineup yesterday, DeLeo Hernandez combined 0-for-9. And that's a nice job controlling top part of the lineup. Jupiter only had 5 hits as a team. Just 2 runs, 1 on a solo homer. A ground ball to third. This is gobbled up by Henriquez. He throws to first. That retires Hernandez, and McCants has to hold at second base.
That's a great way to bounce back right there. Gets a quick ground ball out. McCants is held at second. And now he can try and get in a little bit of a groove here for the rest of the inning.
A jam shot on a fastball. Now Carter Johnson, the DH, played shortstop yesterday and looked good out there. Went 1-for-4 in his first game at Clover Park. Marlins' second round draft pick. Takes a ball high out of Oxford High School in Alabama. It's not often that the high school draft picks make it to the Florida State League in the same year as the draft. It happens, but not frequently. Johnson skies one. Foul center, called for by Vargas, and he will make the play. Nope, it's going to be Jett. Jett makes the play in the end. Well, way up there in that cloudy sky.
Another big out there as well. Fly out holds McCants once again at second base, and now Diaz one out away from putting up a scoreless first inning.
Well, perhaps the top reason why the Mets won last night is their ability to shut down the Jupiter offense with runners in scoring position. 1-for-10 were the Hammerheads last night in that situation, and 0-for-2 today as Fenwick Trimble misses on a fastball. Fastball inside, ball and a strike. eager to see that duo of Williams and Vargas up the middle. They've got a ground ball double play chance later in the game. Two balls and a strike.
Diaz falling behind a little bit here against Trimble. See if he comes back into the strike zone quickly. And that was a big thing for the Mets early against Palm Beach, struggling to throw strikes. They did it in the last two games.
Trimble late on the fastball. That'll even the count, two balls and two strikes.
Well, that's a good pitch. Just a challenge fastball right over the middle of the plate and beats Trimble.
Same fastball. This time Trimble takes it. Full count. Trimble pops one up in foul ground. Perozzo, the catcher, racing towards the dugout. And the underhand catch, and into the dugout he goes for the third out. Terrific play by Vincent Perozzo. And an easy walk into the dugout, right? Here it is again.
Didn't even have to move, just right into the dugout, and he gets to sit down. Very nice job to track that ball all the way.
Diaz pitches around leadoff double. The Mets will bat for the first time today when we come back. Eliezer Dishmay is the starting pitcher for Jupiter. Dishmay, one appearance against the Mets this year, three innings to close out a game two of a doubleheader. He got a win, three shutout innings. The Mets offense, Marco Vargas will lead it off. Carson Benj and Jet Williams to follow. Same three from last night, same three from Sunday. Middle three in the Mets order, Serrano, Ewing, and Long. And rounding out the Mets order, Cuevas, Henriquez, and Perozzo. See what Benj has for an encore. Vargas, a couple of walks yesterday, had two walks on Sunday as well, so he's been doing a good job taking pitches from the leadoff spot. See what he has against Dishmay, a two-time FSL Pitcher of the Week. It's hard to make sense of his season as Vargas pops one foul. Oh, that guy by the trash can.
Look out.
Oh, he was settling under it, and then he bailed. Just bailed out the last second. Fastball away, one and one. And, Jake, we were discussing Eliezer Dishmay's season before the broadcast. Let's give you a couple of Dishmay lines here. This breaking ball low, it's 2-1. On June 20th, he pitched five perfect innings with six strikeouts against Clearwater. He won the FSL Pitcher of the Week for that good outing.
Fantastic.
The next start, didn't get through the second inning, gave up six runs. That was in Daytona. Then on July 31st, five innings, three hits, one run, won the FSL Pitcher of the Week award again. Really good start. This pitch misses away. And how'd he follow that up? August 7th. Didn't get an out. Two hits, eight runs. He walked five against Fort Myers. So, classic, you got it or you don't type guy. times this season. 3-2. Vargas fouls one away. He'll stay alive. And this month specifically, Dishmay is pitching to a tune of a 12.46 ERA. He's lost all three of his starts. And he's trying to turn it around late in the year. The Mets look to keep applying those poor games. He walked him. Marco Vargas, that's a typical Marco Vargas at bat. Again, walked twice yesterday, walked in his final two at bats Sunday, and he walked in his first at bat on this Wednesday afternoon.
Get on base. It's one of the best things you can do as a leadoff hitter, and this is a key inning here for the Mets to try and get to Dishmay quickly. As we mentioned, there has been one or the other, good or not so good, and if the Mets can rattle him, they might have a chance to get to him quickly.
Now Carson Benj, homered yesterday. First pitch, breaking ball down. So yesterday's game for the Mets on offense started with the Vargas walk and then Benj homered to the opposite field. They'd love a repeat of that. A fastball with good life, but misses. Two balls and no strikes.
And Carson Benj, who was hot early when he first joined the team, then had an 0-for-7 streak across a couple of games, and is now heated back up here again after a 2-for-4 day yesterday, the home run that he had, and Mets are hoping he can stay hot.
Benj, another fly ball deep to left field. Radichak looking back. He's at the wall. He leaps. Bye-bye, baseball. A repeat of yesterday. A Vargas walk to start the game, and then Benj follows with an opposite field home run for a 2-0 Mets lead.
Well, and stay hot he has. Just crushed that ball to left field. Kept on carrying. 96.9 off the bat. 343 feet. Really nice job by Carson Benj. He's 2-for-2 in his first at bat in these last two games.
Could not draw it up any better yesterday and the same today. Jet Williams, he'll take a ball inside. Now, what happened to Jet after Vargas walked and Benj homered yesterday? Well, Jet got hit, so he's trying to break that streak. 2-0. Hard ground ball. Good stop by Mabry. Throws to first. Bad throw. Good pick at first by Forster. And Williams is retired. Now Jet has been getting on base every game. He's got three hits in this rehab, two walks, and hit by pitch yesterday, but retired here to start his fifth rehab game. Now, Serrano, who had a big double and a run mid-game yesterday, proved to be the last run of the game, gave the Mets some breathing room. He swings and misses out a fastball.
Serrano's still trying to settle in here in the early goings of his pro career in St. Lucie. He's had a couple of big hits for the Mets, though. He's come through in clutch times. That huge insurance run yesterday.
Foul tip.
And really, the clutch gene is one that you cannot teach. So nice to see that Serrano has that. You know, he's got the mechanics and a good swing. The hits will come.
Lays off this pitch, and it's two balls, two strikes.
And we shouldn't forget his fantastic arm that he has out there in right field. He has thrown some bullets into the infield.
Serrano rips a ball to right, and that's down for a hit.
Oh, and there you go. Nice, clean, level swing. Drives it right into right field. 82.8 miles per hour off the bat. And an easy base hit.
A similar looking swing and ball off the bat in the first inning yesterday that was caught near the line. This one will fall in. AJ Ewing on a 7-game hitting streak. will stand in. One on, one out. Mets lead 2-0 in the first. Dishmay delivers, and Ewing tries to hold up. Back pick, throw to first. Safe. Serrano beat the throw by Ortega. And we get the appeal. And Ewing held up.
Ewing did a nice job of holding up there. Definitely didn't want to swing at that pitch. And then Serrano just got back in time. Got a little bit too far off the bag.
Low fastball at 94. Two balls and no strikes. Yesterday's starter for the Hammerheads, Leomar Martinez, had a similar beginning to the game. Really scuffled. But then retired three in a row to get through the first. Did seem to pitch better. Just ran out of steam. Pitches inside, corner for a strike. You do have the ABS system calling all the pitches today. And Josh Runge just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. We had some doozies yesterday.
A couple of those pitches, they just sneak in there. One stitch, as long as it hits the strike zone, it's a strike.
A ground ball fielded by Mabry. He'll shuffle it off to second. That's in time to McCants to retire Serrano. For the second out of the inning. Mabry cutting right across Hernandez, the shortstop.
Well, not the result A.J. Ewing wanted there, but great speed. They had no chance really to have a chance at that double play with how slow developing that play was.
So Ewing replaces Serrano on first. Two down, and Jacoby Long is the hitter. Jacoby will take a curveball. Low for ball one. Long got off to that blazing start up in Daytona, but has cooled off since coming back. See if he can get it going. Did not play in yesterday's game. Fouls this ball straight back at 93. It's one and one. Breaking ball, fouled back again. Another curve. Long inning developing for Dishmay. 25 pitches now.
Mets hitters doing a good job of either fighting off those pitches or laying off the ones that are outside the zone.
Ewing runs. Long grounds it to Mabry. He picks it, throws to first in time. JT Mabry gets all three outs in the bottom of the first inning, but not before Carson Benge hits an opposite field homer. Give the Mets a 2-0 lead.
Time for our three keys to the game for today. Number one, Roe Diaz, 0-5 with a 5.13 ERA at home. 2-1, 4.06 ERA on the road. Number two, keep the homers coming. Homeward and consecutive, and both have been big. And Carson Benge doing that again here today. A.J. Ewing's trying to stay hot. And number three, college pitcher's debut. Expecting to see Will Watson and Brendan Gritton today. Hopefully those guys can make a big impact as Diaz continues to roll on here in the second.
Diaz provided a 2-0 lead thanks to Benge. And strike one delivered to Jenkins Cowart. Change up away, a ball and a strike.
Diaz, a tough act to follow after Edgar Moreto went six innings and gave up just two runs. But off to a good start here. Only giving up the one hit in the first inning and throwing strikes right now.
You mentioned one of the keys to the game. Diaz pitching better on the road than at home as he gets a strikeout here of Jenkins Cowart. Just blew him away with the fastball. And those 7 innings in relief in Fort Myers behind the rehabbing Grant Hartwig. He was tremendous. A really nice start up in Daytona, his next road game. And his 2 home games this month, it's been a struggle, but so far, so good. He's retired everybody he's faced since the leadoff double. He begins Forrester with the breaking ball for a strike. Line drive, juggled and caught. Out there at second base by Vargas. Wry smile from Marco.
Almost lost it for a second, right out of his glove, but was able to get it through his bare hand.
I think his own leap might have fooled him a bit. It looked like it was going to sail high. I bet you that one, if you were right on it, probably knuckling at him. Just nice job to stay with it. He drops it, and maybe he can recover. But no need. Curveball. There's an occasional one or two of those per game from Diaz. Trying to retire Ortega and get right back to the dugout. Ortega flies one deep left field. Long on the run. Long makes the catch. Bumping up against the wall. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Good defensive plays there by the Mets to record the last couple of outs. Overcast, but remains rain-free at Clover Park this afternoon. Just did avoid that shower for first pitch. Bottom of the order for the Mets, starting with Cuevas. And he hits a hard ground ball right to McCants, who will handle it for out number one. Dishmay looking to settle in after the walk and two-run homer to start. Just like Martinez yesterday, now Yonatan Enriquez, probably the unsung hero of the Sunday comeback. pinch hit off the bench with an out in the ninth inning and worked an eight-pitch at-bat, forced an error. He'll take a breaking ball for strike one. And roll the ball to first base. Forrester will wave off Dishmay. Three unassisted. Picking up some speed here in the second inning. And we come to the ninth man in the order, and Perozzo. It's now four straight retired by Dishmay.
Two big back-to-back groundouts right there for him. Well, now Vincent Perozzo, the big key for him in this at-bat is try to extend it as long as you can, get a couple extra pitches for Dishmay at the very least.
He will take ball one, breaking ball in the dirt. That's where if you're Dishmay, wouldn't you want to just like fire one over the plate for strike one, knowing that the hitter's probably taking?
Absolutely, that's one, just get it over the plate.
Well, he does it on the second pitch. Popped into the shallow outfield for the shortstop, Hernandez. Puts it away with two hands, and it is a 1-2-3 second inning for Dishmay. We just breezed right through that second inning, didn't we, at Clover Park? 2-0 Mets, on to the third. This is game two of a six-game home series between the Mets and the Hammerheads. What are we, Jake, in game eight of 12 in this 13-day span at Clover Park? Last series of the year in Port St. Lucie. Next week, we're on the road to Clearwater. Hope you'll listen radio only next week. Don't be traitorous and treacherous and go to the Clearwater broadcast.
You can't go there for the last series of the season.
You know what I want them to do when we go to Clearwater? I want everybody to turn on the Threshers video feed and sync it up with us. Pause whichever one's ahead and wait for the other to catch up.
Right, you got the video and you get us on the call.
Yes. We're going to make it very entertaining. Very.
It should be a lot of fun that last week of the series there over in Clearwater.
As they say, we might let it rip. I say that. Jake's like, no, we're gonna be buttoned up. Here's Radicek. Curveball. Strike one. Six straight retired by Diaz after the opening double by McCants. Radicek yesterday impressed us with his base running ability. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball.
He was stealing bases left and right the other day and just kept on doing it every single game. When he got on base, he just almost expected him to get all the way to third.
He drives the ball into right center field here. Radicek on board again. He will hold with a single as Ewing is quick to get to it. That will snap the streak of six batters in a row retired by Diaz. Leadoff single by Radicek in the third.
That was just a really good hit. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the batter. Diaz threw a low changeup. Radicek went down and got it and drove it into right field.
Maybe too good of a pitch for an 0-2 count, but Diaz working very efficiently. 21 strikes, only 7 balls. A bunt, and it's put down by Mabry. Diaz will throw to first and get the out. Radicek up to second. Well played by Diaz. It'll be a sacrifice for Mabry, whether he meant to do it or not.
We've seen earlier in the season where the Mets had not been ready for those types of bunts. This time they were. Nice job by Diaz to get to that ball quickly, set his feet, and go to first to get the out.
He pounced. Didn't let that ball get by him, because if it did, it's a hit. Back to the top, and McCants, he would be the one we'd expect to bunt. Radicek trying to steal third, and he will not get that. It's going to be a balk instead.
Balk.
At the way he was running again, I think he might have had the stolen base regardless.
He could have walked in. The breaks he gets are incredible. Now his choppy, like almost tiptoey start is a sight. But man, he gets there pretty fast. A foul ball, and it's nothing in one. So runner at third, one out, chance for Jupiter to get a run back. This game really is starting to unfold like yesterday's, isn't it? 2-0 Mets early. Jupiter trying to score a run in the third. Curveball grounded off of Diaz. He's going to pick it up, throw to first, and it's going to be over the head of Cuevas. Radicek's going to come home and score. McCants is heading into second, and he will hold there as the throw comes across the diamond. Diaz could not recover and make the throw to first base on the comebacker. And he swiped it with his glove. Radicek was going back, and that was almost like a desperation panic throw from Diaz.
Single, and
that's a tough play when you get a ball hit right back at you. You're able to block it. Your mind is racing quickly, trying to set your feet and make a good accurate throw, but it sailed on Diaz, and which is unfortunate because it was a good bounce. It kept Radicek at third for the moment. See how he responds here, still with a 2-1 lead.
A tying run at second with one out. It's going to be a single and an error. So a single on the hard-hit ball. Tough to fault Diaz with the fielding error. And then he had the throwing error to put him at second. Right now ruled an RBI, but I don't think that should be the case because Radicek was not going until that ball was launched over Cuevas' head. Should not get an RBI out of that. Hernandez, 1-1, will back up. Two balls and a strike.
Can be really tough for those pitchers with everything moving so quickly, and you got to make this long throw. But Diaz was able to bounce back very nicely after a double to McCants. We'll see if he can do it once more, second time through the order.
2-2.
And if he is able to do that, Adam, it's really looking like yesterday's game.
Spin and throw to second. McCants back in.
Pretty good timing on that pickoff attempt. The throw just a little bit too high. Tough to make that quick tag for Vargas, having to reach back a little bit and then come down.
Full count on Hernandez, who flew out, or grounded out rather, in the first. Hernandez goes too far on the check swing. He strikes out the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the day for Diaz.
Nice bounce back right there. Slider that was pretty high in the zone, but Hernandez went around too far and able to get a big strikeout looking. Now just one out to end this inning.
Carter Johnson, the batter. And he'll take a pitch for a strike at 86 miles per hour. Johnson, a major league pop-out in the first inning. He is trying to maintain this Mets lead. The tying run at second base. McCants, good wheels out there. And likely scoring a hit to the outfield. Johnson takes ball one.
Ball
Line drive clears Henriquez. McCants coming home. He will score to tie the game. Johnson, two-out RBI single, makes it 2-2.
It's a nice RBI single by Johnson. Just put that one right over the head of Henriquez. He can't get there, and it's an easy RBI with McCants jumping off a second as that pitch starts to come home.
Well, McCants reached on the infield single but advanced to second on the throw. Ends up coming around to score. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Save. I think Cuevas might have missed the tag. It was close, but what a great throw by Perozzo. Trying to back pick Johnson. And they got him on the reach back on the hand. It's a close play. Had a similar one yesterday. A floater into center field. Ewing charging in, and he will make the play. And the side is retired. But the Hammerheads score twice. They have tied this game at two. That's will bat in the third when we come back. Other than coming to the plate in the bottom of the first with no score, this is the first time the Mets were come to the plate in this series, not in the lead. Jupiter able to score two runs in the top half of the third to tie this game 2-2. Mets didn't play from front very much at all against Palm Beach. They had a brief 2-0 lead in a midweek game and didn't take another lead until the Grand Slam. Here's a fly ball into center field by Vargas, but it won't travel. Caught by Trimble. This is the second time through the order now for Dish May, who looks like he's starting to settle in. He's retired six straight since the Serrano single. And a key out of Vargas, which means Benge can't do a whole lot of damage. Well, he's starting to swing the bat now. A couple opposite field home runs the last 2 days. And we'll take a ball inside.
Well, it speaks a lot to Benj's ability to fight through those slumps. It was only really a mini slump for him until he broke out.
And he lines the ball at the middle for a base hit. Carson Benge, 2-for-2 this afternoon.
A 95.7 off the bat, just right back up the middle. Another good swing from Benge. He has been excellent over these last couple of days.
And he's 4-for-6 in the series now. Just like yesterday, the home run in the first and a single in the third. His second at-bat. One on, one out for Jet Williams. Ball one low. Williams a hard ground out in the first inning. Oh, we got that camera back. Means the weather's looking better. We did it again, Jake. Even though your future forecast app on your phone told us that we'd be in trouble.
It did, but no, in classic Florida fashion, You just never know what you're going to get.
Nobody knows anything. Except for our good folks at WCBS 12. They're spot on weather. Remember that? That live report we got from Jen Collins?
I do. It was a lot of fun.
It was. We had this big storm off to the north, and Jen was telling us about all the clouds and what it was going to do. She took it very seriously. We were impressed.
I had one of our all-time favorite interview questions from you on that one.
Oh, no. Inside, ball four. So, Jet Williams, it's another walk in this rehab assignment. He had two yesterday, and this will be his first today. And for Jet, that is walk number four. And he's also been hit by a pitch, so this is typical Jet Williams. You know, when he gets back up to Brooklyn, or rather Binghamton, whenever this rehab's over, he'll see more strikes, and he'll be able to swing the bat a little bit more.
Well, the walks are still very beneficial for him as he's, you know, just getting back into game shape here. Slowly can work on those mechanics. He can really work on his pitch selection. So, of course, you want to get the base hits, want to get the big ones, but not a bad thing for Williams as he continues to draw walks.
Well, he had 104 last year, second most among all minor league players on base percentage. 50% in this rehab assignment. Now, Serrano, last meant to get a hit prior to Benj. Serrano with the drive into deep right field. Jenkins going back at the wall. He leaps. He makes the catch. Benj will tag the third. A narrow miss for Serrano, who put a charge into it, trying to cut that one through the wind, which is blowing right in. Could not quite muster enough. Great play by Jenkins.
Matt, great play by Jenkins. It was a really well-struck ball by Serrano. I thought off the bat that one was going to get out of here. Just fell short. 103 off the bat, 347 feet.
Cameraman Josh will show it, but look at the wind. Look at the flags now. If he does it 10 minutes ago, that's a home run. So now it's Ewing. And AJ takes a pitch. Nice stop by Ortega. Saves a wild pitch. Yeah, those flags starting to whip in off the East Coast, in from the Atlantic, which is where all the little spot showers are moving in from this afternoon. It's up break for Serrano. Ewing with the fly into left field. That one's going to slice out of play. We saw yesterday Jenkins hit a home run to right, but he kept it low and more towards the line. That cut through the wind. Serrano's more majestic knockdown towards the end.
The 55-degree launch angle was one of the
really
higher ones.
Fastball misses, 2-1. Ewing yesterday, in his encore week as the FSL Player of the Week, went 1-for-4, quiet day, but he did extend his hit streak to 7 games. Today, AJ 0-for-1 at the fielder's choice. Ewing fights off another, and it's 2-2.
I apologize. I stand corrected. It's 28-degree launch angle. Looking at the wrong pitch. But still a very good-looking ball off the bat. Those will start to fall if Serrano can keep putting those kind of swings together.
2-2. Runner goes. Pitch is fouled away. Jet trying to take third base, or second base, rather. It's open after Benj tagged.
Jet has been often to steal with two strikes, and a lot of the times he's attempted it, there's been foul balls.
And 1-for-1 in stolen base attempts was picked off yesterday. Another 2-2 to Ewing. Ewing fouls off one more, making Dishmay work. Dishmay just hit 95 miles per hour, trying to gas it up.
These were the kind of things we were seeing him do last week. Just kept fighting off pitches till he got a really good one to hit. All these pitches from Dishmay have been in the strike zone as well, so Ewing has kind of had to swing at them if he wants to stay alive.
Mets trying to retake the lead in the bottom of the third. Benj 90 feet away with two outs. Ewing takes the ball low, back pick to third. Benj is safe. Williams steals second. Ortega tries to fool Benj. It didn't work. It'll be a credit to Jet Williams for a stolen base. So second and third with the full count pitch coming to Ewing. Ewing flies one into center field. That's going deep. Trimble back short of the track makes the play. Some hard hit fly balls by Serrano and Ewing, but with the wind blowing in from the east, just will not travel. Two stranded in scoring position by Dishmay. And this game is tied 2-2 after three. We're back here at Clover Park. Adam McDonald, Jake Rick with you. It's the middle innings. That means it's time for me to hand it over to Jake. Jake, today I hand you a tie game. Not a lead, but a tie game. So do your best. Do your best to hand it back to me in the seventh inning with the Mets in the same spot or even better. I dare you to do it.
Hey, listen, yesterday I gave it back to you in the same spot.
You did.
With a one-run lead.
We should all just accept that at this point, right?
Diaz back out on the mound for St. Lucie. First pitch swung on and missed by Jenkins Coert, who made that great catch out in right field.
Yeah, he looks like a player, both defensively. I loved his swing yesterday with that home run he hit down the line.
0-1 pitch misses outside for Diaz, and it's 1-1.
He's an eighth round pick this year by the Marlins out of East Carolina, which is a good baseball school.
1-1, ground ball. This is going to get past a diving Vargas, and it's through for a base hit.
Yeah, it looked like Marcos had it lined up. Just, you know, once it gets to the grass, it takes that tricky bounce. Just hits high off the glove or right over the glove. Tough break.
Good effort by Vargas, but just a little bit short of it. So it's a runner on first with no outs, and that'll send Forrester to the plate. It was acquired by the Marlins at the trade deadline. Pirates organization. First pitch misses inside from Diaz. One ball, no strikes.
And there's been a few over the years traded FSL team to FSL team. 2 years ago, Mets were involved in one of those.
This one misses too far inside as well, and it's 2-0 now to Forrester.
Mets trading pitcher and an outfielder from St. Lucie to Daytona.
2-0 pitch. Called strike, throw back to first, not in time. The count moves to 2-1.
Most notably in that trade, it was Hector Rodriguez, who played two games for St. Lucie, traded to Daytona. Hector Rodriguez spent all last year in Daytona and won the MVP of the award of the league. And he bludgeoned the Mets almost every single game. It was quite a sight.
2-1, can't find the zone, and the count runs to 3-1. That can tend to happen sometimes when you trade guys to similar to in the same division, and they want to put on their best show when they come back. Diaz 3-1 pitch, runner goes, pitch is a strike, throw to second, not in time. So a strike from Diaz, but a stolen base for Jenkins.
Yeah, Jupiter remains really aggressive on the bases. They get big secondary leads. See the Mets catchers the last 2 days try to throw back to first, then close. They're going to get one this week, but probably not before a few more stolen bases.
Payoff to Forrester. Called strike three right at the knees. Forrester can't believe it, but Diaz gets a big strikeout for out number one.
That great slider just picks the corner.
Right at the bottom of the zone. And gets out number one. Forrester down looking. Now here's Victor Ortega, catcher for the Hammerheads. Fouls off the first pitch he sees.
Back to that Hector Rodriguez. Well, the Mets won the championship in 2022 in the Florida State League, and he was not part of that team. He had been traded by that point. And he reported to the Complex League Reds, I believe. But everybody who played in the game that season for St. Lucie got a championship ring. Everybody.
One pitch misses. It's in there for a strike. Thought it was going to be a little low, but just catches the zone, and it's 0-2.
So when we went to Daytona in 2023, Hector was with the Tortugas, we presented him with his ring. We did not know at the time that he was going to buzzsaw through us all year long.
0-2 pitch fouled off. Here's your championship ring, and then he comes back and strikes you all out.
Just tremendous season by him, and told their manager, Gilbert Gomez, said, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Maybe we should have just shipped it to him in the offseason. Present this guy his ring, and then he goes and just lights us up.
0-2 from Diaz. Chopper ground ball fielded by Henriquez. Spins and throws in time for out number two. Jenkins does advance to third on the throw.
Really nice play by Henriquez to stab that ball and do the spin around. Very strong arm. I'm very impressed with his arm wherever he is defensively.
And that'll send Radicek to the plate, who singled in the third inning. And he lines this one into left field past a diving, jumping Henriquez, and it's through for a base hit. And a run batted in as Jenkins comes in to score.
Well, it's back-to-back innings now where a soft flare over Henriquez's head with two outs has brought in a run. Diaz has been that close, only allowing one run in this game. Instead, it's three and now a deficit. It's just good pieces of hitting. Johnson last inning and now Radicek in this inning.
JT Mabry, who takes a pitch inside, backs him off. It's 1-0.
And at some point, Radicek is going to run. Three stolen bases yesterday. He might have had four, five, or six, not for some foul balls and balls in play to bring him back.
Can almost guarantee it. 1-0 pitch flown into shallow left field. Racing in is long, but it's going to be caught by Williams, who ranges back for out number three. Jupiter does get one run in. They've taken a 3-2 lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Back now here at Clover Park, Mets trailing 3-2 as they take on the Jupiter Hammerheads here in game number 2 of this 6-game series here on this Wednesday afternoon. First pitch to Jacoby Long, misses too low for ball 1. And he is ahead in the count. Long 0 for 1 so far today, batting 176 on the season. Cuts and misses on a fastball at the top of the zone. Count's evened up at 1-1. And now a hard ground ball, this one fielded by Mabry. He'll fire over to first in time for the first out of the inning. So Long out on the ground out, and Dishmay continues to cruise right along. It's now 3 straight retired St. Lucie hitters. It'll be Johairo Cuevas now at the plate. Takes this pitch low for ball 1. Now he fouls off this pitch down the left field side. Leaving up the count. Cuevas, 0 for 1 so far today, did not play yesterday. Takes this pitch inside, and it's 2-1. But despite the batting average, has played a pretty good last 2 weeks. Takes the 2-1 pitch low for ball 3. Got hot at the plate early on against Palm Beach. And now looking to try and do the same. Came up big in clutch moments. 3-1 inside for ball 4. And Cuevas will draw the walk. And currently leads the team in walks. That is number 61 for Cuevas on the season. There you see your league leaders. Cuevas quickly climbing that list. He's going to try and steal here. Pitch is inside, but it hit Henriquez. So it's a hit by pitch. So Cuevas able to advance to second. Not on the stolen base. So after the hit by pitch, Henriquez stands on first. Cuevas up to second. And a big opportunity here for the Mets. Runners on first and second and just one out. It's in Perozzo. Takes this fastball for a strike. He's behind him in 1. First time we've seen Dishmay in a little bit of traffic since early on in the game. 0-1 pitch to Perozzo, flown down on the left field side. This one will get out of the ballpark just beyond the Budweiser Terrace. Rosso, a long foul ball. He's behind 0-2. Pitch. Misses outside. Good take by Perozzo. Vargas on deck at the top of the lineup for the Mets. Perozzo trying to cash in. Runners on first and second and 1 out. That's trailing by 1. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Perozzo swings through that one, probably one he wants back. But he is out number 2 as he goes down swinging. So with two outs now, it's Marco Vargas. 0-1, but drew a walk back in the first inning. He's been pretty good from the leadoff spot. OPS of 575. Here's a pickoff move back to second base, but back in safely is Cuevas. First disengagement of the at-bat. Pitch to Vargas inside, and a good stop there by Ortega. Keeps the runners at first and second. One ball, no strikes. Schmay will come set. And the pitch home. Fouled off by Vargas. Counts evened up at 1-1. Vargas, who was battling injuries all season long, but could never consistently stay in the lineup, has been for the last couple of weeks now. Schmay is set in the 1-1 home. Fastball that misses outside. Correction, it just caught a part of the zone. 1-2. ABS system calling balls and strikes today. 1-2 pitch, double steal, swing and a miss for strike three. So Vargas goes down swinging, and that'll end the inning. Mets get runners on first and second, but cannot cash in. And they still trail 3-2 as we head to the fifth. Welcome back here to Port St. Lucie, Florida on this Wednesday afternoon. Mets and Hammerheads here in Game 2 of this six-game series. Mets trailing 3-2. Joel Diaz back out on the mound. Looking to keep this at a one-run deficit. He'll face off against Jordan McCants to lead things off for the Hammerheads in the inning. First pitch, McCants fouls off. And he's behind 0-1 early to Diaz.
Jake, we have a question in the Bally Live chat, the Bally Live app. Hope everybody's listening there. Type on in.
0-1 pitch flown in the air to center field. Ewing takes a couple steps to his left underneath it, and he'll make the one-handed grab for the first out.
The question was, what happened to the pie slice out there at second base? If you're like, what in the world is that kid talking about up there? There used to be lines drawn from the back of the second base bag on the infield dirt, fanning out to the edge of the outfield grass, or where the dirt meets the outfield, creating a pie slice, like a triangle. Some people called it a pizza slice, and we called it a pie slice. And what that meant is that a fielder could not go in there until the pitch left the pitcher's hand. So you could not play above the second base bag against a left-handed batter. Thus, more lefties get hits up the middle. We had that for the second half of 2022, all of 2023. Winning initiatives by baseball that get more hits in the game, more offense, and they decided to do away with it this year. It was a Florida State League thing only, and I was never given an explanation on why it left, but it left. And I kind of miss it. It was very polarizing, to say the least.
2-1 pitch flown in the air again to center field. Ewing only a couple of steps this time around. He'll make the catch for out number two. Back-to-back flyouts for Joel Diaz.
There was that series up in Daytona 2 weeks ago where it felt like every Mets hitter just hit scorching ground balls right up the middle. And Sammy Stafford, the shortstop for Daytona, right over the second base bag, would field it and throw him out. Felt like the Mets would have probably had 7 or 8 more hits in that series had the pie slice rules been in effect. Clearly, I guess, something that Major League Baseball wanted to test here and then decided that was enough of that.
A one pitch to Johnson, flown into center field. It's down for a base hit. So 3 balls to center field. Ewing is able to catch 2 of them. This one drops down for a base hit. And it'll be a 2-out base runner for Jupiter here in the 5th.
If you have any more questions you want to ask the broadcast, we'll be happy to answer on the Valley Live app. Just hop on the app for free. We're right there on the homepage. New York 1 or 2 today. New York Channel 1. Oh, right there at the top.
Here's Trimble at the plate. Flies this pitch into right field, but foul. Adam, this is my first year in the Florida State League, so the pie slice before my time. I went to look it up just to take a look at it, and I should have known, but I Googled pie slice, and sure enough, a bunch of slices of pie came up. Now I want some pie.
It did make us hungry.
Runner's going to go on the 0-1 pitch. It's flown into left field. Long takes a couple steps back just before the warning track, but he will make the catch for out number 3. Quick inning for Joel Diaz. No runs, 1 hit, 1 runner left on base. Mets trail 3-2. As we head to the bottom of the inning here at Clover Park. Back now for the bottom of the 5th. Mets trailing 3-2. Carson Benj will lead things off here for the Mets. Takes this pitch for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Already 2-for-2 so far today. Dishmays 0-1, grounded right back up the middle. It's fielded by Hernandez. He'll throw to first for the first out of the 5th. So Benj retired for the first time today.
Dishmays settled in really nicely. Benj, the last Met to get a hit. Prior to that, you got to go to Serrano's hit in the first inning with 1 out. He has really kept the Mets in check as long as he's not walking people or hitting them.
First pitch here to Williams outside for ball 1. Jet 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk. 1-0 pitch, strike at the knees. Now it's evened up back to 1-1. Takes a big cut here. Behind 1-2. Well, Jet, for the last couple of games, had been due for one hit. Had that 1-for-3 batting line in every game he was in. 1-2 pitch fouled off. And then until his third rehab game, ended up on base 3 times, but 2 walks and hit by pitch. Lost that nice, clean 3.33 batting average. But still playing well. And his couple of rehab starts here with St. Lucie. His number 2 prospect trying to work his way back up. 1-2 pitch misses outside. And the count's evened up at 2-2. Injuries that can be so tough for guys. You're working your way up through the minor league system and then get a major setback. But Williams trying to battle back. 2-2, flown into right field, falling, but not fast enough as it's caught by Jenkins for out number 2. A 2-up, 2-down for Dishmay, and now he'll face off against Eli Serrano. He's 1-for-2 so far today, but don't forget the lineout he had back in the third inning was one that looked pretty good off the bat. Fell a little bit short on the right field wall. And he lines this one into right field, through for base hit.
I mean, it's the same swing, all 3 at-bats, and they've all been rip shots. The most impressive one, unfortunately, fell just a couple of feet short of a home run, but if that's the swing that Serrano's going to bring to the ballpark every day, it's going to serve him quite well.
1-0-2 off the bat for Eli Serrano on a line drive in a right field. He will be a 2-out base runner for the Mets, which sends A.J. Ewing to the plate. 0-for-2 so far today. Dishmay's first pitch in the dirt, throw to first. Serrano's heading to second. Here's the throw. Not in time. So Serrano able to get to second on a stolen base on what looked like was going to be an easy out for Jupiter.
Yeah, he was caught between a rock and a hard place there, but unfortunately it was not a very clean operation between the catcher, Ortega, Forrester, or up there at second base. So if it's tighter, then this inning's over. Instead, a break for the Mets, and Serrano's in scoring position as the tying run.
Ewing a chance to drive him in. He's been the hottest hitter at the plate for the Mets. It's fantastic against Palm Beach. Had a good day yesterday. And he breaks his bat on a ground ball, but it gets through past McCann. Serrano's going to take a turn. He heads home. He's in to score. And this game is tied. A.J. Ewing with an RBI single here in the bottom of the 5th.
Yeah, I thought if the bat stayed intact, that would be hearted and threw up the middle. But because it was broken, it slowed down. And McCants couldn't believe it. He just whiffed. That's going to be an error.
And correction, that's called an error. So no RBI for Ewing, but still does get the run in. McCants not able to handle that one. And now Jacoby Long takes this pitch in the dirt. It's 1-0. So the Mets have tied the game at 3-3. One 0 pitch, big cut and a miss. Counts even up at 1-1. Well, that's just the way things have been going for A.J. Ewing, even when, you know, it's an error on McCants, but he's putting the ball in play and still able to get runs in. He's trying to steal here, but the pitch is fouled off. And he'll have to head back to first base.
Yes, just like Henriquez on Sunday in the 9th inning. You know, put the ball in play, force the defense to make a tricky play up the middle. It worked out for St. Lucie that time.
1-2 to Long. Dishmay is set in the pitch home. It looked like a pretty good curveball, but it just misses low. Good take by Jacoby Long. Counts evened up at 2-2. 2-2 pitch, short chopper. Mabry coming in. He's going to barehand it, but hold it. And Jacoby Long, an infield hit. And runners on first and second for the Mets now with two outs.
It's going to be a hit all the way. Mabry did the right thing and held that ball. There's no point throwing it, only risking throwing it away and having the runaround on the bases. So it looks like that's going to do it for Dishmay.
Manager for the Jupiter Hammerheads out to make a pitching change. He's greeted by Banana Phone. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher for Jupiter. New pitcher on here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Jose Fernandez. Comes into the game with runners on first and second and two outs. He'll face off against Jairo Cuevas to lead off his first at-bat. First pitch to Cuevas, called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Fernandez comes into this game with a 2.45 ERA, his fifth appearance of 2024. 7 1/3 innings pitched, 6 walks, 3 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, lined and threw for a base hit into center field. Here comes the run home. It's misplayed in center field. Long is held at third, but A.J. Ewing in to score, and the Mets have taken a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting by Cuevas. Just served it right back up the middle. Easy run. Coming around in Ewing, Long stopped at third. The misplay briefly in center by Trimble didn't lead to any advancing on the bases, so no error.
Well, now there's runners on the corners with two outs here for Jonathan Henriquez. That run will be charged to Dishmay. Fernandez responsible for Cuevas on first. First pitch, ground ball, but foul.
That's two runs for the Mets this inning after an error. Should have had the inning over with a zero. So the Mets taking advantage of that misplay at second base by McCants. Take this lead.
Tough ones to give up if you're Jupiter. Well, this ball in right field has to be retrieved.
Jenkins has no desire at all to move off his spot in right field.
Doesn't want to go get it. Well, one player from the bullpen or from the dugout will go grab it.
Yeah, he's pointing at Trimble saying, I'm too far away to get this. And he's right. I wonder if they have ball folks down the line there at East Carolina to pick those up. Not used to that in the FSL.
None here in Clover Park in the Florida State League. 0-1 pitch, called strike just below the knees, just catching that zone.
You know what? You get yourself invited to Big League spring training here in Port St. Lucie. Then we'll find some ball girls and boys down the line for you in the outfield. It's the reward.
0-2 pitch. Low for a ball. And meanwhile, advancing to second on the stolen base is Cuevas. Just kind of jogged out and gets to second. No throw from Ortega.
That's third stolen base of the day. You're going to see a lot of stolen bases this week between these teams.
1-2 pitch. Fouled off. It's going to stay fair, though. Picked up by Ortega. Throws to first. It's in time for the out. So no runs will score on that shallow ground ball. But the Mets score two runs. They've taken a 4-3 lead as we head to the sixth here at Clover Park. Back now here at Clover Park, Dancing in the Moonlight is playing, but we're here in the sun on this Wednesday afternoon. Rain has stayed away for us as we enter the sixth inning. Joel Diaz back out on the mound once more for St. Lucie. First pitch to Jenkins Coert is outside for ball one. Jenkins Coert has been making some big plays over the last couple of days. Impactful in this game. On appeal here, he went around. And the count's even up at 1-1. He's 1-for-2 so far today. 1-1 pitch. Big cut and a miss for strike two. Challenge fastball from Diaz. Now Jenkins will take a timeout. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Nobody on here with no outs. A 1-2 pitch in the dirt. And the count's even up at 2-2. Saw there on the graphic, he's got one home run. That home run came against the St. Lucie Mets in game one. And it was a line drive to right field. 2-2 pitch. Jenkins gets a piece of it. Count stays even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mets, who got off to an early 2-0 lead and then found themselves trailing, have now taken back the lead. Here's a line drive to right field, high and deep, but well foul. This one all the way out of the ballpark. Still 2-2 count. And now this 2-2 pitch is fouled off to the left side. Jenkins fighting off a couple of pitches here from Diaz. He's at 76. Trying to get through inning number 6. 2-2. Fly ball left field. Long racing back at the track. He makes the catch for out number 1. A nice read by Jacoby Long. on the fly out here from Jenkins. One away in the inning, it'll be Garrett Forrester now at the plate. Forrester 0 for 2 so far today. Third time through the order here for Joel Diaz. This pitch is a strike. So far only giving up the one hit to Carter Johnson. It was stranded on first. 0-1 pitch lined into left center. It's down for a base hit. And a wide turn by Forrester, but he'll stay put over at first base. Hard single up the middle there, and now Ortega is in the batter's box. Runner on first with one out. But first, Jordan Krause is going to head out for a mound visit. Talk things over with the Mets defense and Joel Diaz. Well, Diaz, who has pitched well in this game, giving up the three runs, two of them earned. But it's been really good, especially the third time through the order. I'm trying to get through inning number six. Short mound visit. Krause heads back to the dugout. Ortega with a runner on first and one out in a 4-3 Mets lead. Diaz after the mound visit will come set. And his first pitch to Ortega. Lined into right field. Serrano coming in. It's going to fall in front of him for a base hit. Here's the throw. Everybody will hold. Runners on first and second now with one out. So back-to-back singles here for the Hammerheads. And another opportunity as they try to tie back up this game. Pitch is in for a called strike. Good curveball from Diaz. It's 0-1. First and second, one out. 0-1 pitch fouled off. Radicek gets a piece of it. Well, not the guy the Mets want to be facing at the plate right now. Radicek 2-for-2 with two singles. Come around once to score a run as well. And a big spot here. O2 pitch. Called strike three at the knees. And Joel Diaz picks up a big strikeout for out number two. So Radicek goes down looking. And now two outs in the inning. It'll be JT Mabry. First pitch to him, he flies it into shallow right field. Calling for it is Vargas, and he'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. Well, the Hammerheads threatened with runners on first and second, but two quick outs from Joel Diaz. He is through six, and the Mets still lead 4-3. Jose Fernandez returns to the mound here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Mets in front in this one, 4-3. And a first pitch line drive here by Vincent Perozzo is caught by Trimble. Reaches the arm out for out number one. So one pitch, one down here in the bottom of the sixth for the Mets. It's back to the top of the lineup now for St. Lucie, Marco Vargas. 0-2 so far today with a walk. This pitch a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Official line on Dishmay, 4 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Count is evened up at 1-1. And Vargas takes that one for a ball. Fernandez setting the 2-1. Line drive left field, falling fast down for a base hit. Vargas takes a turn at first, but he'll hold there. And it's a one-out base runner here for the Mets in the bottom of the sixth. Marco Vargas, who's been really good on the leadoff spot, especially when it comes to drawing the walks, able to come through with a base hit. And now here comes Carson Bench. Bench 2-for-3 so far today. He homered in the first after Vargas had reached first base on a walk. Takes this pitch for a called strike. Behind 0-1. A one pitch misses too high. That'll even up the count at 1-1. Benju is hot at the plate, trying to make a big impact here in St. Lucie. In his third week as a pro baseball player. 1-1 pitch, hard ground ball, but foul. And St. Lucie hitting coach Alejandro Diaz, we talked about in our pregame interview about Bench, just the good mechanics that he has. And really doesn't come as much a surprise that Bench is heated up once more. Pitch is retrieved by another Jupiter player as it rolled all the way down to right field. One ball, two strikes to Benj with a runner on first and one out. This pitch is taken low. And the count's evened up at 2-2. Fernandez comes setting the 2-2. Misses low. That's ball three. And Benj has worked himself into a full count. Runner on first here, Mets leading 4-3. Full count to Bench, payoff pitch. Misses low for ball four, and he draws the walk.
29, Roselli.
Carson Bench finds a way to get on base, and now it'll be runners on first and second, but a pinch hitter here now for Jet Williams. And that is Nick Roselli. So Williams, who's on the rehab assignment, slowly working his way back up, will not play the full game. Already got 3 at-bats in today. And it's Nick Roselli stepping in. He'll have runners on first and second and one out here in a 4-3 game. First pitch just on the outside part of the plate for strike one. Roselli batting .320 on the season. He's been one of the top college players since joining the Mets. No one pitch, big cut and a miss, and he's behind 0-2. Fernandez just blew a 92-mile-an-hour fastball right by him. Roselli's has also made a couple of nice plays out there at second base, showing off his defensive ability.
In the Jupiter bullpen, 19.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So Roselli goes down on three straight pitches. He is out number two in the inning. Eli Serrano now at the plate. 2-for-3 so far today. With two singles and a run batted in. Came around to score in the fifth inning. He's had a couple of really nice, well-struck balls. Pitch is taken low and outside. One ball, no strikes here to Serrano. First and second, two outs, and a 4-3 Mets lead here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 pitch, that misses outside, and it's 2-0. Serrano has worked himself into a good hitter's count. Fernandez will come set. And 2-0 pitch, cut on and missed for strike one. Another big cut from Serrano. The count is evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This is our wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 runners on. And a big cut and a miss for strike three, which will end the inning. So Serrano goes down on strikes. Mets cannot cash in with runners on first and second. They still lead, though, 4-3 as we head to the seventh here at Clover Park.
We have some changes for the Mets defensively as we get set to start the seventh inning on this Wednesday afternoon matinee. Brian Barreto is the new pitcher for St. Lucie. Nick Roselli will stay in the game and play second base, and Marco Vargas will shift from second to short. Jett Williams played his 6 innings defensively. Got a couple at-bats in, 3 at-bats. See where he winds up after today. Now Barreto taking over for Diaz, who pitched really well. quality start for Joel Diaz. A bleeder into left field by McCants that's going to drop in front of Long for a base hit. Now, Barreto has been a tough luck pitcher since coming over from the Complex League. I would not say that he has pitched poorly, but in six of his games, he's 0-4. So that's a trend that he would like to reverse. That's a lot of losses for six games appeared in. Again, not all his fault, just tough luck at some points. As this pitch is a ball to Hernandez. But again, you kind of make your own luck in times as well. So let's see if he can't maintain this lead. Hernandez 0-3. That pitch called the strike. See the way it was received. Maybe would lead you to believe it was a ball, but no. Had a similar pitch yesterday, caught awkwardly by Cascanet from the Hammerheads, called the strike. Nice pitch. Fastball 92. Now, we like Barreto. He's a big guy, throws pretty hard, 92, 94, and he throws strikes. Which feels like for a lot of relievers in single A is half the battle. One, two is spoiled foul by Hernandez.
Well, two really good starts turned in by starting pitchers for the St. Lucie Mets in this series. Moretta able to go six innings in yesterday's game. Diaz, another six innings today. Just three runs, two earned, no walks, and four strikeouts.
Yeah, it worked around nine hits. There's Ray reporting back to duty. Pickoff throw. Cameraman Ray making his way down to the camera bay.
That was pretty good.
What did I say? It's like that Happy Gilmore scene. Two and two. Breaking ball fouled off. Got a piece of the slider.
Barreto trying to bounce back here. 2-2 pitch. Misses outside. The count has run full. And trying to follow up a great start from Joel Diaz.
Payoff pitch. Strike three. The bender just sneaks in. Hernandez down looking. Second time he struck out today. And Barreto gets his first out.
A nice job by Barreto. Good curveball. Just catches the inside part on top of the zone. A ball that looked like it was going to be well high, but just falls right in.
Carter Johnson next. He's starting to heat up. Two hits in his last two at-bats. And we'll take a fastball down and away. Well, Jake, we'd have to talk about this. I handed you the middle three innings play-by-play with the Mets in the lead, and you hand it back to me with the Mets in front.
This is I did.
This is a shocker. And that's what those guys are talking about down there. Can you believe that Jake had a net positive in the middle three innings? Pickoff play. Uh-oh, that gets away from Cuevas. McCants, it's not going to test the arm. We know Cuevas has a good one.
Does this mean the ridicule is over for me?
No.
Oh. I was waiting to see if you were going to bring it up. I wasn't going to let you get away from it.
You think one game is going to erase
all... You look at the last couple. I've kept it even.
Yeah, you're straightening things out here. Starting on the ninth inning on Sunday. Fastball too high at 91.
It's almost like a rehab start. Just kind of slowly working my way back here.
Shaking off the rust. 2-0. That one maybe crosses up Perozzo, and it squirts over into the dugout. That will be a misfire. And up to second goes McCants. Looking at a pass ball here.
McCants doesn't advance on the pickoff attempt where it got away, but Cuevas able to get to it quickly, but is able to advance to second here.
Fastball finds its way in. So the tying run is now in scoring position with one out in the seventh. Mets had a 2-0 lead. Jupiter tied it in the third, took the lead in the fourth. Mets grab the lead right back in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1, a fly ball soaring towards long. Can he get there? It's close. Jacoby leaps, and he cannot quite make the play. Well, he went over the railing in Daytona when there was no net. In his first pro game, he was able to pull one back. This time, just missed. Would have been a great catch.
Racing in quickly, right up against that netting, trying to make a leaping grab. That's a tough play to make. Missed it by mere inches there. Good effort, though, from Jacoby.
From 3-0 to 3-2. Barreto's payoff pitch. McCants trying to steal third. He will. The throw to third base. Not in time. McCants' left leg holds the bag. So we have a walk and a stolen base. And the tying run is now 90 feet from home as Barreto loses the battle against the lefty. So he's coming. A single right away. A strikeout, a walk. There's been a pass ball and a stolen base in between. So Barreto has had his struggles this year in these type of situations. We'll now have to buckle down. He and Perozzo having a meeting about this. Fenwick Trimble will be the hitter. Waiting off to the side.
Now the Mets trying to hold on to this one-run lead. With one out and our tying run 90 feet away, a lot of work to do here for Barreto. Still plenty of time left in this game as well. Just needs to throw strikes. I know I say it a lot, but that is one of the biggest keys. And we've seen the Mets have success when they're able to limit those walks and let their defense make plays. You got a lot of great defensive players out there.
Trimble 0 for 3. Looking to tie this game up. First pitch in the dirt. Ball 1. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Good pitch. Trimble will pop out to the catcher and foul ground. Fly out to center and a fly out to left. He'll take a high strike. 1-2. Well, this is where the Mets made their money on the mound yesterday, holding Jupiter to 1 for 10, runners in scoring position. Today, Jupiter improved 3-4-11. A 1-2. Just missed. Tried the changeup again.
I would expect him to come back low in the zone here. Just had two pitches high. Want to try and get a potential double play ball.
Well, he went high. Now it's a full count, so who's ahead? Now it's 3-2. And Johnson on first base. We will see if he breaks for second.
I don't have a lot of room to put this one too far outside. Don't want to load the bases.
Payoff. Missed. Johnson was running. So back-to-back walks. And that one hurts because he got way ahead of Trimble and couldn't finish him off. Now the bases are loaded with one out, so the tying run is Manning on third base, the go-ahead run in scoring position, and Jenkins Cowart is at the plate. And first we'll have a mound visit from Jordan Krause. Earlier today, the Mets made three roster moves. They promoted Lano Ovias up to High A Brooklyn. Deserved promotion after he's pitched really well his last few times out. Guy who was up in Brooklyn last year. You're starting in St. Lucie. Got the six-out save yesterday in a tight ball game. And the Mets added two pitchers from the college ranks. Their first two. Brendan Gurton from Oklahoma, 10th rounder. Will Watson, 7th rounder from USC, Southern California. Both righties. I thought that they might be the ones that were coming in after Diaz. Instead, it's Barreto, and he has really struggled here. A lot of pitches, only one out. He's in a jam, and he's facing a really tough hitter in Jenkins, who will take a ball low. Just can't get it over the strike zone with any consistency. That's no good either. Searching right now. Fastballs missing up and away. Some changeups have been good, but not enough. Fly ball into left field. Long will spear it for the out. Here comes McCants from third to tie the game. It's 4-4.
Well, that's a much needed out for Barreto and gets him to just needing one more to end the inning. Fortunately, does bring the run in on the sacrifice fly.
Yeah, you felt like the way that at bat was going, not a lot of strikes being thrown, that the Mets will happily, well, not maybe not happily, but they'll accept the trade for the out for the run.
And listen, their offense has been hot over the last couple of games here. You got to trust them to get back in it. But now the important part is make sure you strand that run at second.
And that will be a tough no decision for Joel Diaz, who pitched well enough to line himself up for a win, but now won't get one. Garrett Forster singled in his last at-bat. Checks his swing, didn't go on appeal. That holds up. Jupiter has a couple of two-out RBI singles in this game, back in the third inning and the fourth inning. So an improvement from yesterday in these RISP spots. Two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss. Maybe the best pitch in a while, at least since the strikeout of Hernandez. Now he's a strike away from limiting this inning to one run. This will be the 30th pitch of the inning for Barreto. And just misses. Full count again. Runners will be off. Carter Johnson from second, Fenwick Trimble from first. With the payoff pitch and two outs. And there is a lot of room in left center.
Big pitch coming up right here. We really want to get the last out of the inning and avoid another bases loaded jam.
Runners go. Pitch is popped up, foul, and out of play. Interesting defensive alignment for the Mets in the outfield. I mean, there is a Grand Canyon-sized gap between Long and Ewing. You can't even see Long. There he is. Look at all that space out there.
It's a huge, huge gap.
They are playing him to hit it in the air to right and right center. 3-2 again, and he hits it into that left center gap. Go-ahead run's going to come around and score. Johnson's in. Trimble will stop. Here comes the throw. That's going to advance the runner up to second base. A stinging RBI single by Forster on the 3-2 pitch. Johnson is in to give the Hammerheads a 5-4 lead.
Well, we had mentioned it, that big gap out there in left center, and that's exactly where Forster put it. Nice job by Long to quickly get to that ball and cut it off and get it in quickly to hold the runner at third, but run comes in to score, and it's now 5-4 Jupiter.
So Barreto, who has those four losses in six appearances, is given the lead in this inning, and now he will leave, having not gotten the three outs and now trailing the pitcher of record. That's got some work to do. New pitcher coming in from the bullpen. Garrett Forster credited with an RBI double. Thought he might have taken second on that throw home, but credited with the double. Second and third, two outs. The batter, Ortega, the catcher. And he will spoil one foul. This is a big at-bat. Yes, the air is out of the balloon with the Mets being unable to hold on to the lead. Now down a run again, but a hit here, and it's 7-4. 5-4 deficit. A lot easier to overcome than 7-4. Yabor is ahead 0-2 after this ball goes foul. Yabor has been pitching better recently, a guy who throws really hard, and now that he's throwing strikes consistently, his numbers are getting much better, and he's pitching much better.
And again, that's been the key. Throw strikes, get them over the plate, let your defense do the work. Well, the Mets have thrown the ball too far outside and walked too many guys. They've had issues.
Yeah, from Barreto, a couple of walks and at least two other full count pitches where you got to bring it in there. Didn't get ahead of batters very often. Didn't finish them off. Yabor, strike three, got him looking. Three pitch strikeout for Yabor to put out the fire in the top of the seventh, but the Hammerheads enter the inning down one. They leave it up one, 5-4 Jupiter. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Mets down a run. Tight ball game here. Back and forth we go. Mets had an early lead. Jupiter took a one-run lead. Mets grabbed it back. Now Jupiter in front again. Three lead changes. And now a new pitcher, Colson Lawrence, 22-year-old from South Alabama, 13th round pick last year by the Marlins. He will face Ewing, Long, and Cuevas in the bottom of the seventh. Doing a quiet 1-for-7 start to this series, but did hit a ball up the middle that was booted for an error and turned into a run for the Mets in the fifth inning, last time up. Tuendo.
Well, Ewing 0-for-3 so far, but got the run in. Expect him to get a hit with how good he's been at the plate.
Drives this one out of play. Previous pitcher Jose Fernandez, an inning and a third, two hits, no runs, a walk, two strikeouts. After 4 2/3 innings pitched by Dishmay. So Fernandez is the pitcher of record for the Hammerheads. 3-1.
This feels like a big inning here for the Mets. Just gave up the lead. Want to try and get that momentum back quickly. Don't let Jupiter build on their one-run lead right now.
Ewing will take ball four, and the tying run is on to start the bottom of the seventh. As Lawrence can't find the strike zone to his first batter.
Well, that's a nice job by A.J. Ewing, starting things off with a leadoff walk. Get yourself a free base runner in this inning.
Four walks last week. He won the FSL Player of the Week. This is game number two for Lawrence with the Hammerheads. He spent prior portion of his season in the FCL. Pitched in 18 games, 3.76 ERA. Long 1-for-3, credited with an infield hit back in the fifth inning. Pops this one straight back. That'll be over the roof. This game two of a six-game series. Mets lead it 1-0 before a 2-1 yesterday, trying to win their third straight game. And all here at Clover Park, where it's been tough in the second half. Strike called. A win on Sunday, matched with the win yesterday. First time in this half, the Mets have won back-to-back home games. But they're right in the thick of it here this afternoon. Two balls, two strikes. Jupiter, meanwhile, hoping to win this game and then be scoreboard watchers later this afternoon and evening as Daytona and Palm Beach play a doubleheader starting at 4:30. Line drive for Long and a base hit. That's what he's been aiming to do. And here come the Mets in their half of the seventh inning. First two have reached. The tying run in scoring position. The go-ahead run in Long at first base.
How about Jacoby Long? Back-to-back, really nice at-bats there. Drives this one into left field. Picks up a base hit, and now runners on first and second with no outs.
Cuevas gave the Mets the lead last time he was up with the two-out RBI single into center. What can he do here? Another base hit into center field for Cuevas. Runner being waved in. Here comes Ewing to the plate. He will score, and we are tied at five. Once again, Johairo Cuevas with a big hit up the middle. This makes it a 5-5 game.
Well, just great resiliency by this Mets lineup. Going down in the seventh, and then in the bottom of the seventh, come through with a nice walk. And back-to-back singles now with great speed from A.J. Ewing. They're able to tie this game up.
A lot of signals being made by Yuki, the Mets manager, towards Henriquez. Could we see a potential bunt coming here? The Marlins, or the Hammerheads, are prepared for it. He will swing away. That is about the opposite of a bunt. Humongous cut or strike one. Mabry at third base moving in. Good slider for strike two. I know some old school people would say, yeah, you should be bunting, should be bunting. Well, I don't know, a back-to-back two stinging hits. Obviously, the Mets are seeing Lawrence well. Let the guy swing away. And he dribbles this one up the line, but now it's on Henriquez to have a productive at-bat. At least try to move long to third base at the worst.
Well, I mean, hindsight's always 20-20, but I do like the non-bunt situation here with the way the Mets lineup has been. And this offense, as of late, want to give your guys a chance to swing the bat at the plate.
0-2 pitch, and that's to the backstop. Well, that works out even better for St. Lucie.
A wild pitch
sends long to third, and Cuevas up to second. So they opt not to use Henriquez to bunt, despite falling behind 0-2. They move up anyways. So infield's in for Jupiter. Nobody out. The Mets are in prime position to take the lead here in the seventh inning. One half inning after giving away the lead. Off the plate, two balls and two strikes. The no win for Fernandez and no loss for Barreto. Henriquez swings and misses at the fastball. That's the first out of the inning for Lawrence. A big one. He keeps this game tied.
A tough out there for Henriquez. Eyes probably lit up a little bit as that fastball came in. Just a little bit too high, though, and a big out for Jupiter. We'll see how Vincent Perozzo can respond for the Mets.
Number 9, man in the order, 0 for 3 today. Infielder remains in. Perozzo hits one to that drawn in infield. Long's coming to the plate. The throw goes to third. The tag there. Got him. Mets take the lead. Perozzo's ground ball does the trick as Jacoby scores from third base to make it 6-5. Cuevas cut down at third base.
Well, it ends up still being a productive at-bat for Perozzo, a slow-developing dribbler, and Jupiter can't make a quick decision. They end up just taking the out and giving up the run. So the Mets get the lead back here. You lose your lead runner, but a lead is a lead.
Pitches outside to Vargas as we go back to the top of the lineup. Well, an out was going to be made somewhere. And for the Mets, as long as it wasn't at home, that was the big one. And Long, he broke on contact, even though the infield was drawn in, kind of the in-betweener and slowly hit. Worked out pretty nicely by Perozzo. Should Cuevas had held at second? Yeah, probably, but if you're Cuevas, you're thinking the throw is probably going home, and I should get myself to third base because of that. So just didn't quite work out for Cuevas, but on the whole, Mets will take it. Vargas in a 3-0 count.
If that ball is hit any harder by Perozzo, it probably does end up in an out at home. And even a potential double play at Cuevas also broke for third. But that is not what happened. Perozzo got just enough of it to get it out there.
Vargas will look at strike one. You know, Benj on deck. Mets would love to get him up to the plate with first and second. Try to expand this lead. Both teams scoring twice in the seventh inning. Vargas will take ball four. Another walk for Marco. That's two walks per game in each of his last three. And he's on base for the third out of five times today. And Benj will get a chance to hit. And Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, is heading out for a visit to Lawrence, who could not protect the one-run lead. Now he's just trying to get out of here without Benj doing major damage.
Now for Vargas, he always wanted to pick up the base hits. It looks better on your stat line, but he's done a really nice job at the plate. A single today and two walks, and he's gotten Benj to the plate, especially in this situation. And Benj has been fantastic with a walk, a single, and a home run.
Feels like it's been a while since we have a game like this, just back and forth. The Mets have had three different leads now. Jupiter's had the lead twice.
Now, if not mistaken, the time we have had these games, it's usually against Jupiter.
Mentioned that Jupiter's, they're 15-7 against the Mets, but only a plus six run differential. They've been competitive games. A couple of Mets blowouts mixed in there. And here is Benj. Takes the breaking ball for strike one. Benj started this game off with a bang, just like yesterday with the two-run homer. In the first inning, he singled in the third, walked in the sixth. There's a ground out mixed in. Benj takes another good breaking ball, and he's behind nothing and two.
Clearly the message there on the mound meeting was get the ball over the plate, especially with the breaking ball, and that's exactly what Lawrence has done.
Benj will fight off this breaking ball. Big cut for an 0-2 count. A lot of confidence in that rip. He could not square it up.
You know, and why not? He's been really good. Try to get that big swing off if you get a good pitch to hit. That one a little high in the zone and inside, but Benj also trying to protect with two strikes.
Benj flies a ball into left field, slicing towards the pole and foul. Right, that was a jam shot. Even he was able to muscle that pretty far down the line.
87.7 off the bat. Ends up going 295 feet. It's not a bad swing. Just needed to straighten out a little bit more. But those are the kind of pitches you keep fouling them off, get deeper into this at bat. Should be able to get a good one to hit.
Benj will lay off the fastball, and they have Perozzo at third. Nope. He broke to third base. Throw went to second, and he never stopped. A stolen base for Perozzo, who was hung out to dry between second and third, and as soon as that ball left Ortega's hand, he went right to third base, never stopped. They should have had him. A break for the Mets.
It almost could have been a huge issue there, and it would have been the final out of the inning, and they could Benj out of this plate appearance, but no throw ended up ever coming to third after the throw to second.
1-2 pitch, and Benj will soar one into left field again, slicing foul again. So if you're the Hammerheads, what can you do better on that play? Well, Ortega, I guess as the catch, you kind of have to run out there and then fire to second as he tries to retreat or try to freeze Perozzo, but just throwing it from behind home plate right to second, that's a long throw. Perozzo's able to see where it's going. He's able to run to third base. So, and Perozzo breaks back to second. He's obviously out. Benj cranks one into center field. Trimble running back. It's over his head, and it's off the base of the wall. And it's going to hit off the batter's eye. It's a ground rule double for Carson Benj. It brings home another run in the Mets' lead, 7-5.
Now, just like that, Benj comes through with another big hit. Perozzo able to stay alive on getting to third base and then just cranks that one right to center field, a center cut slider. And Benj made no mistake, 103 off the bat.
Well, he is heating up here at Clover Park in his third full week with St. Lucie. Vargas would have scored with ease had that ball stayed in the park. There's Roselli taking a strike with runners at second and third. A three-run inning for the Mets, their biggest since the seventh inning, ninth inning, or the seven-run ninth inning on Sunday. And if that ball doesn't bounce off the batter's eye, the black batter's eye out there, it's a two-run double. Now, Roselli struck out as a pinch hitter back in the sixth inning. Well, Benj, 3-for-4 now, a triple short of the cycle. There's only been one cycle in St. Lucie Met history. Not sure if he can get back to the plate. Mets would have to do some work to get him there for a chance. 2-1. Roselli fouls off this pitch, 2 balls and 2 strikes. There can't be a lot left in the tank for Colson Lawrence. He's over 30 pitches this inning. They've had a reliever warming up. Feels like Roselli can maybe deliver a knockout blow here. A hit brings in 2, makes it a 9-5 game. He laid off on appeal. It is indeed a check swing. Full count. And this could be the last pitch for Lawrence one way or the other. I don't think he's going to face another batter. Serrano on deck. Payoff pitch. Roselli takes ball 4. And that will load the bases. And we wait to see if Nelson Prada will come off that top step. And indeed, the Jupiter manager will. So Roselli delivers the knockout punch to Colson Lawrence, who was given a one-run lead entering this inning. He's given up 3. He's faced 8 batters. And he's responsible for 3 more on. A tough day for him on the mound. New pitcher coming on for the Hammerheads. This is Justin Evans, who was sent on a rehab assignment, triple-A rehab assignment, back on April 12th against the Mets. Yes, April 12th. He pitched all of April and then did not pitch again until August 14th. So he remains on a rehab assignment. It's a lengthy one with a lot of downtime in between. Serrano at the plate, and he cuts on and misses the fastball from Evans. So Serrano can break this game wide open. He's 2-for-4 today. Mets have scored 3 times here in the seventh to take a 2-run lead. But the bases are juiced. Pitch goes low. It's the ball and a strike.
The Mets are already out in front here, but still a big at-bat right now with the bases loaded. Want to try and cash in for 1 or 2 more runs and really try to put this game out of reach.
Serrano, another big cut and a miss on the fastball at 93, and now Evans has had 1-2. Evans the 1-2. Serrano takes it for ball two. Serrano lays off the breaking ball, and it's a full count. Nowhere to put him.
A nice job by Serrano to battle back in this at-bat. And now runners can be moving on the pitch as well with bases loaded in the 3-2 count and two outs.
The payoff. Ball four. Razor thin. ABS said no good. A walk, and that will bring home Vargas, and the Mets add to their lead. It's now 8-5. Four-run inning, RBI for Serrano, and they are reloaded.
Well, now the Mets have officially, they batted around. A.J. Ewing back out at the plate for the second time in this inning.
Fourth walk drawn this inning by the Mets. Ewing with the stinger up the middle. That's going to play to couple. Benj is coming home. Right behind him. Roselli, it's a two-run single, and the Mets are starting to pull away. Ewing started the inning with a walk, and now he adds a two RBI base hit. It is 10-5.
And the Mets continuing just to stay really hot at the plate. They're swinging the bat extremely well, taking the right pitches. Good, clean swing by Ewing, and he's had another great week here. After a fantastic end to the Palm Beach series.
I thought with the, you entered this inning 1-for-7 on the week. Well, a walk, a single, two RBI, and a run in the inning alone. So, back to form. Not long. Let's give him credit. He socked a solid hit after A.J. walked in this inning. He looks for his second hit this inning. Ball goes low. Six runs in this inning, all charged to Colson Lawrence. Only got two outs, and he is still responsible. Well, that's it for him. No more runners left on base. And they belong to Evans now. One, two, struck him out. Long goes down, but it was a long inning at the plate for St. Lucie. 11 come to the dish, six score. Mets enter the inning, down a run. They leave it up by five. It's been a while since the Mets have played in front with the lead like this, 10-5, as Yabor goes back to work and spikes one to Radichak. Yabor got that three-pitch strikeout on Ortega. Runners at second and third. A hit there by Ortega, and maybe it's a 7-4 Jupiter lead. You don't know how things would go after that. I'll give him some credit. A ball is stung over the mitt of Roselli by Radichak. Sharply hit ball, and he's got his third hit from the eight spot. A new hammerhead who continues to impress us here in the early series at Clover Park.
He's been excellent, no question about it. 104 off the bat, just got that one over the glove of Roselli. Tough play to make for him. And it's a leadoff base hit here in the eighth.
JT Mabry's had a tough day, 0 for 2. A couple of pop-outs. We'll take a strike. And you see the reaction by Perozzo. Got to watch this guy, Radichak, first base.
Actually, Jupiter hasn't stolen a base yet today.
No, Jupiter has two. He's not one of them. Ground ball, wide open right side. It squeaks through. And Mabry's got his first hit. The first two hammerheads are aboard in the top of the eighth inning. So does Jupiter have an answer here to that long bottom of the seventh? And they were able to overcome two other Mets leads today. Mets led 2-0. Jupiter raced that to take a lead. Mets led 4-3. Jupiter wiped that out to take a 5-4 lead. And 10-5. The more Herculean, but try as they might, they're up to 13 hits today. McCants takes a wild pitch, and that's going to put Radichak at third and Mabry up to second, so there will be no stealing of any bases this inning for Radichak, unless he gets really crazy. There's only one more to go.
We've seen it once against the Mets trying to steal home. It was Bradenton. Yeah,
the double steal. The throw goes to second. The guy comes home from third. That's not that exciting. And Perozzo is going to go out for a visit. Here's Vargas as well. Look, Mets did a great job. You just don't want to try to play out the string here and lose focus. So two hits and a wild pitch, and just a minute into this inning, it's second and third, no outs. A hit, and it's 10-7. So buckle up. This one could get wild here late.
A long way to go for Jupiter, but they're off to a good start in this inning. Mets want to try and shut it down as quickly as possible.
Fly ball, deep left field, long tracing back, short of the track. He makes the catch out to his left. And McCants retired, the heave to third base. It's a sack fly. Radichak scores, and it's 10-6.
Yeah, the Mets will gladly give up. Well, again, maybe not gladly, but they'll give up the run, especially after a 5-run lead, only cut down to a 4-run lead at this point, but you get an out to start the inning.
Jesus Hernandez next. He has not gotten going in the series. Both games, he's been batting in the two-hole, and he's 0 for 8 with the walk. Two strikeouts today. Have 13 hits, but none from your two-hole hitter. Doesn't happen very often. Strike at the knees at 95, 1-1.
Yabor able to get the first out in the sacrifice. Would like to see him try and pick up a couple in a row here.
Knee-high fastball, strike two.
Two really great pitches back-to-back. Just catching the zone. Trying to paint that outside part of the zone.
Breaking ball. Call the ball. It goes to the backstop. A pass ball on Perozzo. So Mabry able to scoot down to third base. 2-2. Swing and a miss on the slider. Hernandez, tough series continues as he strikes out for the third time today. And after the back-to-back singles and the wild pitch, Yapor's got a chance to get out of this, just allowing one run, keeping the Mets in front by a sizable margin.
That's certainly a big out right there. After the sacrifice fly, get another out back-to-back, and now just need one more.
Ball is fouled off by Carter Johnson, who's starting to look the part. On base three straight times with two hits and a walk this afternoon.
Certainly the inning the Mets would take as a win here if they can only give up one run, still with a four-run lead.
Foul back, and it's nothing and two. That pitch at 97. So Yapor starting to lather up here deeper into this relief appearance. O-2 pitch. Yapor gets it in there for strike three. He sits down Carter Johnson. Back-to-back strikeouts for Yapor. And three in this appearance. Hammerheads are held to one run in the eighth. Mets will look for insurance when we come back up 10-6. Weather is held off here at Clover Park. Boy, it gave us a scare at the start of the day. It was about 12:30. Saw Billy, tarp crew, groundster, getting ready to put the tarp on. They had it strapped to the back of the tractor, ready to pull out. Some lightning in the area, but it all drifted away. And not, I think, one drop. I don't think one drop here today. This is an official game. As Johairo Cuevas takes a ball to start this inning from Evans.
Back-to-back days now where they've been ready to pull the tarp but haven't had to do it.
This is a weather miracle season here at Clover
Park. We're getting close here.
Close.
To the end.
We are going to be four games away from doing it. A chopper, first base side, picked up by Evans. He will shot put it to first. Cuevas is out, ending a streak of three times on base. He had some big hits in this game. The go-ahead hit in the fifth didn't hold. Then the tying hit in the seventh. Also a walk mixed in. One away, and Henriquez to the plate. He's 0-3. Final line for Lawrence. Two-thirds of an inning, three hits, six runs. He walked three. Struck out one. As Henriquez swings and misses. In that six-run seventh inning, the Mets had four hits and four walks. Henriquez pops one down the left side, drifting towards the terrace, out of play. Mets scoring 10 runs in a game for the first time since July 14th. That was the 17-0 win on the Sunday afternoon against Lakeland the day before the All-Star break. 0-2 pitches in there for strike three. 2 up, 2 down for Evans.
Well, he's come out and pitched really well, especially in this inning, back-to-back outs. And trying to hold the Mets at a 4-run lead to at least give his team a fighting chance.
Anthony Nunez warming up in the Mets bullpen. Non-save situation coming up for him. In the ninth, Arozzo, the go-ahead hit. I shouldn't say hit, the go-ahead swing in this game. As his fielder's choice ground out brought home the go-ahead run to make it 6-5. Last inning, he's behind nothing and two here. Prozo using his allotted timeouts.
Just trying to slow things down here a little bit with how quickly the Vince has been working.
0-2. Strike three. Good appearance by Evans. Especially down the stretch there. Three strikeouts in his last four batters. Side retired in the eighth, 1-2-3. We go to the ninth. Mets trying to close out what would be their third straight win. Cloudy Port St. Lucie this afternoon. I'm sure the guys appreciate that. These day games can get awfully hot. Still warm down there on the field, but they appreciate the shade. Here's Anthony Nunez, his first appearance of the series, trying to close out this ball game in a non-save spot. It'll be Trimble, Jenkins, and Forrester to bat. First pitch is a ball. Yaborwin, an inning in the third, 2 hits, a run, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. He's in line to be the winning pitcher. Fastball in there for a strike. Hammerheads leading 2 different times in this game. Mets erasing both those leads in the big 6th run, 7th inning. They go up by 5. Check swing on appeal. Did he go? No. So we did not see either of the new pitchers today. Will Watson or Brendan Gerton, perhaps tomorrow. 2-1 slider is hit up the middle, cut off by Vargas. He'll throw to first, 1 down. As Trimble is now 0-for-4.
Number 3, right fielder Jacob Jenkins.
good slider, just pounded right into the dirt. Jacob Jenkins-Cowart, 1-for-3 with an RBI today. Change up. Clips the outside corner for strike one. And a pitch low. Mets won 4 games in a row not too long ago. Sunday finale here on August 11th for Bradenton, and then 3 straight on the road in Daytona. Trying to win 3 straight with this one. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Pulled the string, and it's 1-2. Beat Palm Beach with the 7-run bottom of the ninth on Sunday. Held off Jupiter's many opportunities on Tuesday to win 4-2. And this back-and-forth affair today, which the Mets are hoping that the 6-run seventh inning was the breakthrough. Make it 3 straight. One-two pitch is cranked into right center field by Jenkins-Cowart, and it's going to land in for a base hit. Briefly gets by Serrano. It's a double for Jenkins-Cowart. He continues to be very impressive in these first 2 games. Runner on second, one down, and Garrett Forster will be next. Perozzo heads out to the mound for a visit. If Jupiter cannot come back and win this game, the Hammerheads would fall to a full 5 games behind Daytona for the wild card spot. And there's only this series and next week to go. Daytona is on the road right now at Palm Beach. They have a doubleheader scheduled for 4:30 today. And the Tortugas, by the time first pitch comes there in about 34 minutes, they'll know that they are in better shape than they were to start this day. And Jupiter, certainly after their 2 wins over the weekend to get back in the race, would not want to give them back here at Clover Park. This, by the way, is none of the Mets' concern. They just want to play good baseball down the home stretch. Ground ball to the hole at short. Sliding stop by Henriquez. He throws to first and gets the out. A-plus play by Jonathan Henriquez at the hot corner. Takes a hit away from Forrester and gets the second out of the ninth inning. Mentioned early in the broadcast, loved his arm. Got to show it off right there. I mean, he's got to fix those glasses on his cap. Strike one delivered to Ortega, who's all that stands between the Mets and the victory this afternoon. Jenkins-Cowart went to third on that ground ball. He was unable to score. Pitch is low. It's 1-1. Ground ball foul, and now Nunez and the Mets are a strike away. From Nunez's standpoint, I'm sure he'd like to finish this game with a scoreless inning. The 1-2 in the dirt, good block by Perozzo. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the ninth. Nunez set. The 2-2. It's a rocket shot into right center field by Ortega. Run's going to come in and score. Ortega's hustling for second. The throw by Serrano. Safe. Well, Ortega, a gamble there. You don't want to be thrown out at second to end the game. And your status on the base pass doesn't mean much. And he hustles out this double. You know, Serrano's got a great arm. Close play. Almost took that right foot off the bag. It's a double. Cowart, Jenkins Cowart scored. And that makes it a 10-7 game. It will not be a scoreless appearance for Nunez. The tying run has emerged on deck. Radichak is the batter. And Nunez will spin around and look to second. Victor Ortega with the two-hit game. JT Mabry, the on-deck hitter. Potential tying run. It's the nine spot. And this breaking ball goes low. Well, Jupiter scoring in three straight innings. Two in the seventh, one in the eighth, one in the ninth. Again, the Mets hoping that that six-run seventh inning is enough to hold them off. Jupiter has collected 15 hits today. Outside for ball two. Radichak, three hits on the afternoon. We'll take ball three. Now he's just one pitch off the mark from bringing the tying run to the plate. No interest in swinging at that pitch. We'll take ball four. So that will bring Mabry to the dish as the tying run. And Forrester grounded out that sharply hit ball that Henriquez made the sliding stop on. And right now, how big is that out? That was the second out of the inning. And at that point, you thought, well, this one should be put to bed quickly. But a double and a walk, and there's life for the Hammerheads. And if you're wondering if Jupiter has a bigger power bat off the bench they could maybe turn to other than Mabry, they're going to let him hit. First, we'll have a mound visit from Jordan Krause. Now, nothing has really come easy for the St. Lucie Mets this season, so why would it be so here in the top of the ninth? Get these divisional games. Two teams playing each other for the 23rd time. A lot of the names and faces have changed.
In the Mets bullpen,
we'll always play some intriguing series and games. Wilson Lopez warming up in the Mets bullpen. Jupiter also has a reliever warming up, hoping to force the bottom of the ninth. First pitch, Mabry takes a knee-high strike at 92. Mabry, in his time with Jupiter, has not hit a home run. This is his 70th game. Oh, one fouls it away, and the Mets are one more time a strike away. Ground out, double walk here in the top of the ninth inning. Nunez set, the 0-2, slider down and away, Mabry taking, not enticing enough to swing. Nunez over 20 pitches in this inning, the 1-2, fly out of play. That one will safely reach the seats. Souvenir for the crowd that remains. See, you stick around to the end, you get a ball. Not so sure about that t-shirt jersey there. A 1-2 pitch. fisted foul towards the other section of the stands. You get a ball. You get a ball. Mabry staying alive. Handful of pitches now. The Hammerheads have been down to their final strike. Battled each time. Nunez the 1-2. Strike three and the game is over. Rung up by the ABS system. Mabry can't believe the computerized strike zone called that a strike. It did, and the Mets win. 10-7. One more look at strike three. In the zone, maybe on a challenge game, or a game up in Daytona, no ABS, that's called the ball. Here, on a Wednesday afternoon, it is strike three to end the game. And the Mets will form the happy high five line between second in the mound and the dugout for the second straight day in this series. They are up 2-0. It's the third straight win here at Clover Park. It all got started with that 7-run electrifying bottom of the ninth on Sunday against Palm Beach. Continued through the off day on Monday. And now here on Tuesday and Wednesday, three straight victories for your St. Lucie Mets. This one 10-7 over the Jupiter Hammerheads. The winning pitcher is Joseph Yabor. Losing pitcher Colson Lawrence. No save for Nunez, but always good to be the one on the mound to finish things out. Offense was really good today. Carson Benge, homer, double, single, walk, triple short of the cycle. Mets pound out 11 hits. They get to the 10-run mark for the second time this half. Beat Lakeland 17-0 on July 14th. Beat Palm Beach 10-8 on the road on June 28th. Good stuff from the St. Lucie Mets today. And now are also 5-3 this year at Clover Park against the Jupiter Hammerheads. And it was that sixth run, bottom of the seventh, that got it going for the Mets. And who started it? A.J. Ewing with a walk, and he had a two-run hit in the inning as well. Standing by with Jake. Thank you, Jake. We'll step aside here and come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' 10-7 win over the Hammerheads.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, welcome back to Clover Park. Cloudy afternoon, but a rain-free afternoon as the Mets win game two of this six-game series against the Jupiter Hammerheads 10-7. We can roll through the highlights now if we're ready. That's big offensive day, but let's not forget the defense. Look at Vincent Perozzo in the first inning, making the last catch or the last out of the inning, falling into the dugout. That works, right? And it was a scoreless first inning for Joel Diaz. Then Benj, just like yesterday, Marco Vargas walks to start the Mets day at the plate. Benj follows with a two-run home run to the opposite field. Carson's heating up in a massive way. Had three total hits today, including a double. The Mets would have a 2-0 lead after the first inning. Dishmay would settle down and pitch pretty well. And Jupiter's defense also doing a good job there in the first inning. Mabry got all three outs, but Diaz, quality start for him. Six innings, nine hits, three runs, two earned, no walks, four strikeouts. Vargas, a knuckling line drive, is able to make the catch on the line. Diaz has this go off of him, and then just an off-balance, awkward launch throw. This would score a run. There would be an error in the mix as well. It would lead to an unearned run. Serrano with this drive to deep right field. Thought at the bat he had a home run, but Jenkins Cowart, great play in a foreign ballpark to bring down a potential extra base hit and keep Serrano from leaving the yard or getting an extra base knock. This game would be topsy-turvy. The Mets would have a lead 2-0. They would also lead 4-3 both times. Jupiter able to come back, but in the bottom of the seventh, this was the big inning for the Mets. They sent 11 to the plate. They scored six times, four hits, four walks. A.J. Ewing led off the inning with the walk. He would have a two-run single later in the inning. And while the Mets probably didn't close it out on the mound like they wanted to, again, great stellar play by Henriquez in the ninth inning. If he doesn't make this play, that inning might have spiraled. Mabry gets to the plate as the tying run, but takes this strike three, and we're all very thankful for the ABS system with the St. Lucie Mets today, because that would end the game right there. And we can bring it up now to the broadcast booth. Adam, Jake, thanks for sticking with us. Jake, thanks for wrangling AJ there for the post-game show. So, good day. Three straight days for the Mets here at Clover Park.
Yeah, really nice for the team to get three straight wins here. They've played some good games. They hung tough with Palm Beach all week. They got the big win on Sunday. They've carried that momentum into today. Had a nice, pretty clean game yesterday. Today, maybe not the perfect game the way they wanted it. Got a little close towards the end, but again, they hung tough. The offense has been fantastic. That's the big focus point right now. Everybody is swinging the bat really well. If they can continue that, usually you can outwork some of those issues.
The way you win games consistently in the Florida State League is you play really good defense, you pitch it extremely well, and you get timely hitting. But on some days, you just need to mash. And today, the Mets mashed. They needed all those runs. They got 10 of them. They had 11 hits. So really good day for a lot of guys, and they will look to roll that momentum over to tomorrow and take a stranglehold on this series. Four games left in this series. The Mets win two of them. They have a series victory, which would bookend their year here at Clover Park. They won their first full series here against Tampa back in April. Haven't won a home series since, but what a way that would be to finish out the homestand here at Clover Park in 2024. Back to our regular time at 6:10 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, final dollar night of the year. We'll go airtime on Bally Live at 6 p.m. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park. Mets outlast the Jupiter Hammerheads 10-7. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.